Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
On a new 4D in the MC, as the Detroit Lions head into their bye week at 5-2, we'll get Dan Campbell's thoughts on the Monday night win, but also what needs to happen during the Lions break. Plus, now that we've had some time to reflect on Detroit's win over Tampa, there is even more to love. And finally, should we really be worried about J-Mo's social media posts? Here's a hint.
No.
All that and more starts right now.
FanDuel's got an offer you don't want to miss this NFL season. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by White Claw Search. Great podcast pick, friend. No surprises there. After all, you're all about finding the tastiest flavors out there, just like White Claw Surge. And with big, bold flavors to enjoy, like blood orange, blackberry, cranberry, and more, it's time to go all in on taste. Unleash the flavor. Unleash White Claw Surge. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. 8% alcohol by volume. White Claw Seltzer Works. Chicago, Illinois.
Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
It's fourth down in the Motor City.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave.
Rah, rah, rah!
Go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lion victory.
Go Lions!
Hosted by Zach Clark.
This isn't a complaint, just an observation or a thought, I guess. I don't know. But does anybody else miss the Sunday 1 p.m. games? Hey, don't get me wrong. Primetime rules for a variety of reasons. Last night, electric atmosphere. Detroit was absolutely rocking. It was awesome. And obviously, the number of primetime games you play is a reflection of how good your team is. It's a great barometer. The Lions are one of the more exciting teams in the league, and so they get a bunch of primetime games. But there's just something magical about a 1 p.m. Sunday kick. These other kick times aren't ruining my life or anything, really. I don't know. First one out of the gate, 1 o'clock. The studio show sends it to your game. I love it. I don't know what got me thinking about this. We were talking about it the other day, and then obviously the Lions played Sunday night, Monday night. They've got two Thursday games. They play on Christmas. They play on Thanksgiving. Some of those games are the same games. But still, there are not many 1 p.m. Sunday games in relation to what we're used to as Lions fans, and that's a good thing. I miss the simpler time. No, I don't. I'm kidding. We're going to hear from Lions head coach Dan Campbell here in just a second. And then after that, upon further review, we've had more time to think about the Lions game. Remember, yesterday we came in, the clock hit zero, I hit record. We've had more time to process. And at the end, I don't usually talk about this kind of stuff, but we're going to talk about Jameson Williams and memes, because that's what sports talk is all about, ladies and gentlemen. Been doing this for a long time. Trust me, it's not about that at all. But let's start with Dan Campbell. Let's go inside the headset. I mean, Monday's defensive performance was worth months of discussion.
You know, obviously the defense, outstanding performance by those guys. I mean, every one of those guys got a game ball. It was just, top to bottom, across that whole roster, those guys just did a really good job, man. I thought we were aggressive, went after the football, had a number of balls on the ground. So that's, it's paying big dividends, man, working at takeaways in practice, and it's showing up on the field, and guys are taking pride in it, and they're trying to be the next one to get one out.
And watching the Lions play defense is like playing Mike Tyson's super punch out. I love it. But defensively, as a whole, I'm not sure there's anything else you could have asked them to do. Baker had his worst game of the season against the most depleted secondary he will probably ever see in his entire life. The combination of an eye for talent and the ability to get dudes up to speed quickly is unreal. The Lions should not be able to do this, and they keep doing this. They did it last year, too. It sucks, because that means you're dealing with significant injuries, and they are again, though this time, the good news for the Lions is they're more short-term than they were last season, obviously. But, I mean, last night was magic. We said on the show yesterday, we were joking, game balls for everybody. No, literally, that's what happened. Game balls for every single person on the defense. Now, we just mentioned getting guys up to speed, right? Some of the newer guys you bring off the street. And maybe that's why you saw a lot more Whiteside than Flowers or Fuller on Monday.
You know, he'd been here and been in the system. You know, that was a big part of it, is he understood our terminology, what we were looking at, you know, how we were going to play certain leverages per the call. You know, he'd been around FIP, the special teams, things of that nature. And so there was just more of a comfort level with a guy who's been here and really went through a whole training camp with us. You know, we just felt like that was the right move. So it was good, man. You know, you saw he stepped up, made plays for us, did some things on special teams too. So none of those guys blinked, you know, went in there and competed. I mean, from Hallett to Harper it was really good. It was impressive. And that's, as a coach, that's all you can ask for, is just go in there and compete, man.
There's no doubt the Lions like Trey Flowers and Kendall Fuller. They wouldn't have brought them in if they didn't. But as Dan Campbell would say, the Lions know what Nick Whiteside is about. That's one of Dan Campbell's big sayings. He listed off all the guys that played well defensively on Monday, and I know this was said by somebody or somebodies at some point last week or during the game. Like, this is a chance for you to show the rest of the league what they are missing without you on their squad. This is not just one game. I'm not saying it's career-defining either, but the moment last night, the opportunity those Lions got was massive, and they all showed out. It was amazing. You know, I don't want to say be impartial on this show, because that's not it at all. I'm sitting in a blue room right now. But I try not to be blind to mistakes. I try not to overgush on certain things, but I mean, damn, last night that defensive performance, hats off. I mean, I'm going to keep mine on, but hats off to what they did. We talked about this a bunch on the lead up to Monday night. Aleem McNeil would play as much as they would let him.
It was a little more than we wanted to give him for his first time out. We were shooting for a little less than that, just to be smart with him, but he was handling them well. It was going to be more of passing downs originally, and then he got worked in there on a couple of these base reps, but really we ended up, you know, we had him in some second and long. There was a lot of third downs in there, and we wanted him part of all that. So it got up there in the 40 range, but I thought he handled it well, you know. Man, got out of it good. He He's got the bye, and he'll come back now in a little bit better shape, you know, football shape. That's the only way to duplicate it, is to actually go through it. So I think this will be good for him.
Dan said he was in the 40 range. Ali McNeil totaled 44 snaps, when it sounds like the plan was closer to 20. But Aleem came out and performed immediately. And now, as Dan said, he can come back and adjust in the bye week. God, it was nice having him back. I mean, it really was. I know it goes without saying, but it's more than just saying it. Oh, it's going to be great to have him back. Oh, man, I can't. You see it and you're like, yes, this is what the Lions have been missing, at least in part. I'm not taking anything away from any of those guys that crushed it playing defensive back on Monday. But Ali McNeil's pressure and his batted ball, all of that stuff made everybody's job behind him easier. And that's what we talked about. He makes everybody around him better. He improves the unit as a whole and as an individual to a man. Last night wasn't perfect. I mean, it felt good. It was a great win, a dominating win. But the offense was hit or miss at Ford Field. And one of those misses was going 3 of 13 on third down.
Man, we get a little bit better in third down. We tweak a couple of things. We set a couple of different players up. I think it's going to go a long way for us. And so obviously the more first downs, the more plays, then the more opportunities for everybody that we have.
What was the issue on third down yesterday? Was there anything?
It was literally one thing here, one thing there. One guy here, one guy there, and it was... You got 10 guys doing the right thing, and one guy either gets beat or he's doing the wrong thing. And it really just went, we just kind of passed it around a little bit, you know, and that it's all of us, literally. Man, I'm talking about myself, the coaches, all of us. That's what a little bit of this bye will be too, man, and looking at some of these things. What are things we do really well and we can hang our hat on?
Dan said today, Tuesday, that he sent the coaches home a day early, right? That, you know, their bye started today. And he wants him to get some space. He said he gave him a little bit of stuff to do, like a little tiny like list of thoughts or whatever it was. It wasn't anything big, but I think one of those things for John Morton will involve third down. And he's done an excellent job with the Lions offense. I have all the faith that he can take this bye week and really dial things in. Maybe that means more Monty and J-Mo. Maybe it doesn't. But it certainly will have to mean more third down success, and I believe that it will. The Lions are too steady. They have too many weapons. Jared Goff is too smart for them to be 3 of 13 regularly on third down. Not a problem. I don't think going forward it's correctable, but it was an issue last night. The Lions could have won by a lot more. They didn't have to. You know, a 1-point win is worth a 40-point win. Now, the gamblers at home are saying something different, but I'm talking about in the win-loss column, or if you're Green Bay, the win-loss tie column. Jackasses. Now, I was at home on my couch drinking beers, so I didn't see this, but Taylor Decker was apparently frustrated with himself in the locker room after the game.
Look, man, he's a perfectionist, you know? He's a prideful guy, and he wants to, you know, he wants to know he can play his best kind of football, and, you know, it can get frustrating when you know you're not 100%, you know? And so I understand what that is, but, and like I tell him, man, you help us, though. You elevate us. And I just appreciate the fact he's out there trying to get it done. And hopefully we can get it to calm down. And good news is, I think there's still some strength in it. But, you know, the guy's a stud, man. He is.
And Dan said the hope was that they could ride it out the rest of the season. But like guys like Taylor Decker, they only have one speed, and it is success. He could be told a million times that his output is just fine when you consider his injury. Whether Dan tells him that, his mom tells him that, whoever tells him that, doesn't matter. That is never going to sit with that dude as an excuse, as an explanation, as anything other than a nuisance. And that's why these guys are so good. It's not just about having talent. It's about being mentally insane. And by mentally insane, I mean having this unbreakable will and desire to be the best player possible, no matter what's happening around you, no matter how much pain you're in, no matter what everybody else is doing. I mean, that's not normal. His size is not normal, but his mentality isn't either. And when you combine the two of them, that's what you get. A hell of an offensive lineman. I hope they can get that right, though. I really do. I mean, Skip is fine, but Decker rules. That's it. One more from MCDC, and were you confused by Dan Campbell's second challenge late in the game? Well, if you were, you weren't alone.
Yeah, that was a bad challenge. That was just a total mess up on my part. That was me thinking that he was down at the fumble site, you know, and that's more grasping for straws. I shouldn't have done that. Yeah. So you were totally like, what the hell is he doing? You'd be correct.
I mean, that's the right answer. That is accountability 101. It's not a big deal. It could have been a big deal had the game been closer and they lost a timeout and then they ran out of time. But none of that happened. That's the right answer. He f***ed up. That's it. There is no other explanation. That was an oopsies. We're going to talk about Jameson's social media posts. I don't want to, but I'm going to. We'll do that in a minute. But first, let's have some time for reflection. Upon further review, right? The last time you and I spoke, the clock had just hit zeros. The Lions were 24-9 winners, and thoughts were flying everywhere. We've collected some of those thoughts, and we're gonna focus them a little more directly. On our Lions-Bucks preview, I gave you two players that I said have to show out. They were David Montgomery and Amik Robertson. I was right, and I was wrong, but I wasn't quite as wrong as it may seem, but I was still wrong. I can explain. Amik was outstanding. He had a pass breakup, a fumble recovery, played very sticky defense. I mean, all of those dudes in the secondary were great on Monday. Now, Monty only had 21 yards on 13 carries. But you'll remember, my advice to the Lions offensively overall was to take it straight to that Bucs defensive line. Look Vita Vea in the eye and charge him. That's how Gibbs ends up with 218 total yards and two touchdowns. Vita Vea was good, but the Lions took care of business. That was very impressive. And Vita got his. He's always going to. When you have opponents like that, you have to give yourself the room for them to have that kind of success without it destroying you. And that's exactly what the Lions did. What did Vea have? Two sacks, I think? He looked good, but not enough. And the way the Lions' offensive line played, some of those holes, the running lanes, were you could have driven multiple double-wide trailers through what I saw last night. You know, we talked about the offense. Jared Goff was fine. He made a couple of uncharacteristic mistakes, especially that interception. I don't know what he saw. Nothing, apparently. But here's the thing. Winning when you are struggling is one of the biggest flexes of all. I watch a lot of golf, like a lot of golf. This is my downtime because I can't watch as much golf, not as much golf on TV. I don't like it. Anyway, world number one, Scottie Scheffler, has bad days. Everybody does. But on his bad days, he somehow manages to hang around. So let's say he shoots even par on Thursday. And then, you know, he's only one under on Friday. So into the weekend, he's one under par. The leaders are five under par. All of a sudden, Scottie Scheffler shoots a six under. He's tied for the Saturday lead. And on Sunday, he does it again. And now he wins. It was because not only he had great rounds on Saturday and Sunday, but because he was able to keep himself hanging around on Thursday and Friday. The Lions were able to do that on Monday. They were 3 of 13 on third down and won by 15 points. Those are the things they could not get done in Kansas City. Complementary football, where one element or multiple elements of your game can pick up others that are struggling. And who would have thought it would be the defensive backs carrying the weight? I mean, not me, but hell yeah, I'll take it. I feel great going into the bye week.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Though, as a friend of mine pointed out, the timing on the Max Crosby trade rumors It's got to be now, doesn't it? Reports say the Cowboys have called the Raiders on the former Eastern Michigan stud pass rusher. First, God, the Cowboys, what are they doing? Oh, if only we had a pass rusher. What? What? God, they're stupid. I don't understand. Somebody explain that to me. Oh, yeah, you know, we wish we had a guy that was kind of like Micah Parsons. Yeah, can you call him Max Crosby? It's like that episode of Family Guy where Peter's offered the prizes, and one of them's a boat and one of them's a box, and everybody else takes the boat, and he takes the box, and he says, but it could be anything, even a boat. Whatever. And as far as the Lions go and a guy like Max Crosby, who says no to that? I'm not the general manager, and it's not my money, but if you're saying, Zach, would the Lions be better with Max Crosby? Yes. Yes. How could the answer be no? I love Al-Qaeda Muhammad, but he's not Max Crosby. I don't expect the Lions to add much over the last couple of years. They just, it's not their thing. Whether you like it or not, and I overall usually don't. I'd like them to be a little more aggressive. But, you know, you have to acknowledge who they are, and you get what you get, and this is part of it. I'm going to do this begrudgingly. And here in just a minute, we're going to talk memes. More of Fourth Down in the Motor City is next.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
And now, more Fourth Down in the Motor City. I shouldn't even be talking about this, but I'm going to. This is one of those things where trying to read the tea leaves is bound to either get you in trouble or leave you more confused or both. After the game, J-Mo posted two memes to his Instagram story. I feel like a teenager having this conversation. And I love Instagram. I use it all the time. One of the memes was the crying Jordan meme. We've all seen it. The other was like a bored cartoon character. And the inferences that are being made is that he's not happy with the targets he's getting or not getting. And as a result, he's bored. Maybe that is exactly what he meant. But I'm not so sure. One of the things the Lions have raved about has been his maturity. At times in the past, he has lacked. There's no doubt about that. But the Lions said all throughout camp, you know, one of the reasons they gave him the money, obviously because he can play, but because he's a new J-Mo. The way he thinks about his route trees, the way he behaves, the things he does, the things he doesn't do. So if that's true, he should be beyond that sort of post-game behavior. Benefit of the doubt, I'll give it to him there. And plus, like, is it possible we read too far into it that you were kind of right, but then you went too far? Isn't it possible that he's not happy with his numbers? Do you think a guy like Jameson Williams, obviously, if the choice is win or, there's no or. Win, 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 win. You think a guy like him's okay with no receptions? Of course not. Who would be? And that's not him calling anybody out necessarily. But also, while this is all happening, I mean, this thought process, this dialogue, the trying to decipher the Instagram post of a 20-something-year-old, while all that's going on, the work Jameson Williams puts in on every snap is paying dividends for the franchise, for himself. They're winning football games. I mean, it starts with his willingness to throw blocks. All of the Lions wide receivers, they're just animals. It's fantastic. But it's also because a guy like Jameson Williams stretches the field. When he gets vertical, he takes guys with him. And because he does that, guys like Gibbs can take a ball out of the backfield, a short little shovel pass, and turn it into 30 yards. There's nobody there. They're all stretched downfield trying to keep J-Mo in front of them. It's winning football. I was listening to Valeni and Rico and the fellas picking up my son from school, and the dudes brought this up. Like, do you as a Lions fan care how they win? David Montgomery has been quiet. And then people like me say, he needs more touches. I don't know, Zach, does he? Because this team is 5-2 and looking pretty damn good. I guess my only residual point there, and we're not going to argue this, is if his touches were going to go way down, they probably didn't know that anyway. But if it was, why pay him? But again, I'm not splitting hairs there. The point is, people say, more J-Mo, more Monty. Okay? There's only one ball. Do you care how the Lions win? Does everybody need to get equal touches? Is it like Christmas and everybody's got to have the same dollar amount spent on presents? Or do you take whatever combination gives you the best result? And so far, that's what we've seen. I thought it was an interesting question. What's the answer? Well, the answer should be, who cares how you get there? But there's nothing logical about sports fans. It doesn't work that way. Make sure you're following Fourth Down in the Motor City wherever you get your podcasts. Of course, that includes the free Odyssey app. And if you have not done so yet, please give us a rating and a review. Thank you. Remember, it's Fourth Down in the Motor City, and we're going for it every single time.
Tonight's the first date that's been weeks in the making. Hair? Done. Nails? Done. Every square inch of your body? Exfoliated. Then you see it. A pesky pimple the size of a respectable mountain. The good news? Mighty Patch Pimple Patches can absorb gunk in just 6 hours. Patch the problem area and shrink the look of whiteheads faster than your makeup skills could anyway. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.